Well, let's talk a little money here. Stock futures down. Apparently, traders eyeing stimulus talks. David Hochberg is with us, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Anything going to happen with this stimulus, and when? I guess that's a big question on people's minds this morning.
Well, I was listening driving in, and they said that they have to do something by the 18th because that's when everybody in Washington goes home. So you have Americans in their homes right now, can't feed their families and waiting in mile-long food lines. And these I can't use the word I want to use. It starts with a J and ends in an S. But are sitting in Washington playing with people's lives when they could desperately use that money in their checking account right now.
Is this good news? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA increasing their loan limits for next year?
Yeah, it's great news for realtors and everybody out there that's looking to purchase a home. Right now, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conforming loan limits at 5.10.4, which means you could buy a home with 5% down with a purchase price of $537,263. With the higher conforming loan limits of $548,250, you could buy up to a $577,105 home with only 5% down. And FHA is bouncing their loan limits up from 368 to 379.5, which means you could buy a home with 3.5% down. You could buy a home, about $390,000 home, with only 3.5% down, which opens the door to a lot of our listeners. It increases their buying power and gets them into homes, which is great.
What are you hearing now about the real estate market in the city and in the suburbs?
The city, it's challenging to sell a condo because everybody's moving to the suburbs. You know, the suburban realtors love it. It's a great opportunity to buy in the city because of all the civil unrest that the city has experienced in the past 6 months.
Still thinking about that, you think?
Oh, I see it every day. I mean, we're getting people that bought my home in Northbrook. He used to live downtown. Two kids, they're like, we're out of here. We want a backyard so we could go play with the kids and a dog, right? A newborn and I think a 1 or 2 year old who bought our old house.
Some of it's COVID too, right? People want a little more room.
A lot of it's COVID. A lot of people are tired of reserving time up on the roof to walk around and get some outdoor air time, especially when this thing hit full force in March and April. People were really freaked out and they were all cooped up in their homes for their 1,500 square foot box. Mm-hmm. In the sky, they didn't want to go out. The dog had to go out, because everybody thought that we were going to die back then. But now, we've got a little more flexibility, and our listeners want to have that outdoor space and their privacy in the backyard where they could just enjoy the outdoors and not worrying about running into anybody, and their kids could play safely.
What about the condo market? What about the rental market?
Yeah, the rental market downtown, again, jobs have been depressed. The workers are working more from home. So all of that telecommunicating right now and all of the Zoom meetings and whatnot, the commercial real estate has taken a little bit of a shot in the gut downtown. And, you check the Metro numbers. People aren't coming into the city to work anymore. They're working from home. So all the downtown office space, you don't need as much. And it's making that suburban living a lot more enjoyable, a lot more affordable. Here, I'm watching people taking vacations and their kids are in the back of the in the hotel doing e-learning while they're in Arizona and Florida. I mean, you could work and go to school now anywhere you're at. So living in your condo or living in a house in the suburbs, not having to schlep downtown is depressing the downtown housing market.
A lot of people entered into forbearance. Can they refinance and take advantage of low rates while they're in forbearance?
You can't do it while you're in forbearance, but if you get out of forbearance, the two rules are this, Bob. Number one, you could pay your forbearance up in full. So if you deferred 5, 6, 7, 8 payments and got the 10, 15, 20, 30 grand, which most people don't, you could start to refinance right away if you pay back everything right away. If you set into a modification agreement, you have to make at least 3 payments. Then you could refinance after your 3rd payment. So what we're advising the borrowers is, make your first payment, contact a mortgage professional, start the ball rolling, because a lot of those individuals are still in the high 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, and the rates are in the high 2s, low 3s right now, and they could take advantage of these low rates. You have to make at least 3 payments. So you make your first payment, call a mortgage professional, get rolling, because once you make that 2nd payment, the loan could officially close once you show proof of payment of the 3rd payment. That's all you need to do.
I'm looking at a text now from someone who you helped as far as their credit score. And this is a time of year, especially this year, where people are going to load up on the credit cards, get some gifts, and it's a tough time. What's the best advice? Because you want to protect your credit.
Yeah, especially right now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, your number one factor in determining the rate is going to be your credit score. Okay, your number 1, 2, 3, 4 through 100 is going to be your credit score. So what I advise everybody to do if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, if you can, holiday shopping is great. Make the payment, knock your credit card balances down every Friday. Just take the payment. If you're looking to buy a home, pay your credit cards off every Friday. That way you only have 1 week's worth of charges on there. It keeps your credit cards low. And the other thing is, if you're moving like me, make sure you make your credit card payments, especially during a move, because if you miss a payment like I did unintentionally, your credit scores drop 70 points because we thought we had everything covered, but we missed a Diners Club card and it got paid. So now I've been a member since I was like 16.
Diners Club. I haven't seen one of those cards since my dad's wallet.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I pay everything on time. Well, you made your August payment, and August is when we were moving, and everything is in major tumult there. And
so how long before that would come back up again?
Every single month that goes by, you're getting stronger, right? So, I mean, if you had high credit scores like I did and you missed one, it's a gut shot. But if you have like a 660 credit score, you could put yourself down in the 500s and you basically disqualify yourself from buying a home or securing a mortgage to refinance a home. So here's Mr. Mortgage Guru on the radio telling everybody not to miss mortgage payments and one slipped through the five hole, which is fine. You know, I've got enough good credit to offset it, but it was a dumb move on my part and I should have gotten ahead of it because I thought we had everything covered and one got through the net, right?
So if you've got a credit card, man, say there's a couple $1,000 of credit available on there, and maybe you're carrying a debt of $1,000 and you don't like the credit card because of the high interest rate, because maybe they charge you a high annual fee, is it still better to keep that card than to cancel it altogether?
If you want to cancel a card, contact another card that you have and increase the limits by the availability that you're canceling. So if you have a card, like you said, for a grand, you got a G note over here, and you got three cards over here, contact the other three cards, ask them to increase those credit limits by at least $350 a month to offset the card you're about ready to close down. The challenge that, you know, that I have with Diners Club, as much as I'd like to cancel it, is that I've had it for 25, 30 years, right? I got it right out of college.
So that's great on your credit score.
Yeah, it's great
on
my, I think got it in 1988 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wow, you know, when I call up and ask for help, they're like, wow, you still have a Diners Club card. I'm like, yeah, I'm a dinosaur here, right? And but you know, listen, it is what it is. And I'm just using my personal example to help our listeners. And also, January is a big push for divorces and bankruptcies. So if you know you're going to dump your spouse in January because you can't stand them anymore and you live with them and her this long, and after the holidays you just realize I need to pull a parachute, you got to check your credit, because I can't tell you in the 20 years I've been doing this how many vindictive spouses on the way out throw a torpedo in the other side's bow just to blow up their credit to be vindictive on the way out. Oh, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I see you. You have no idea what I see every single day. I've seen this thousands of times. Oh, I hate that SLB. Boom. So you know, drop the Visa card or whatever. Don't make the payment, and then the other party goes to buy a home. They got a 430 credit score because the other party on the way out just decided to leave a little gift and blow their credit up.
Dump your spouse. You must be a riot on Valentine's Day. David Hochberg, he's on the radio here after Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, Saturday morning at 10. Thanks as always, David.
Well, this Saturday, because of, I want to thank Dave, you know, Northwestern football, he couldn't push the game back. I have to go on at 4 to 7.
Oh, that's right, because you got an 11 a.m. game.
Northwestern keeps winning.
Sorry about that.
And it screws up our Saturday show.
Well, Dave, let me work on that for you, and I'll try to see if they can reschedule.
News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes.